You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunze, to take a look at the market movements throughout the day and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Nick. Lovely to speak to you again. Markets, for the most part for this week, have just had their own thing going on. What's been happening today?
Yeah, evening, Jimmy. Evening to the listeners. Yeah, you're right. It has been a bit of a sort of one step forward, one step back, no real direction ever since the president-elect Mr. Trump came along, and it's caused huge ructions. I mean, it's almost been a tale of two different markets. You have the global markets on the one side in America sort of pushing to all-time highs, and the rest of the world sort of struggling a bit as this dollar has really sort of affected commodity countries, and certainly in South African rand, you would have seen those numbers under pressure, and of course also under pressure. But today we managed to squeeze out very small in the green, 4 basis points up, but as we sort of await more numbers coming out.
Nick, we kind of anticipated that a Trump win would be a pro-America win. We'd see the dollar run. Mm. We had baked this into some form of outcome. But looking at how the markets have responded and behaved over the last week, I mean, you touched on big moves, and the gold market as a prime example, doing the biggest loss, or seemingly the biggest red week that we've had in 4 years, is a very telling sign of the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty. But did we underprice or underestimate the impact of Donald Trump returning to the White House?
So that's a good question, Jimmy. You know, I think markets are fairly discount mechanisms. They sort of they discount the future, and who look at the markets every day, we like to think that markets are fairly efficient. But given your intro on gold, you can see they sometimes get it wrong. I think they did get a little bit wrong. You know, there is you can understand before Mr. Trump came along, they were anticipating a much weaker dollar, the Federal Reserve going to cut rates more aggressively, America's borrowing too much money. You know, they played that whole theme into sort of the gold bulls. And then, of course, what was happening in the Middle East? You know, they haven't solved that problem yet. It seems to be going ratcheting sort of from one level of sort of intensity to another, getting worse, actually. So that was also that risk premium that you price in gold. So gold was looking pretty good. But in the space of a week, you know, we've had the dollar on a charge. We've had certainly the likelihood that Mr. Trump thinks he can solve the problems of the Middle East is, you know, in a matter of days. So that risk premium has been taken out. So the gold bulls are having a tough old time. But again, Jimmy, I think it's just a lot of uncertainty, and I don't actually think anyone quite knows how it's going to pan out yet before we go into January.
What are you looking forward to other than the end of the year, Nick? I know it's been
a holiday.
it's been that kind of year. It really has. With 50% of the global economies going into elections this year, the US elections topping things off there, it has really been the kind of year where you just are quite happy to be done with the year. Are we expecting any last-minute volatility? I mean, we've got the Santa rally in December that typically comes up. Mm. We know we've got one more interest rate decision from the US that is set to be in December. Are you expecting any surprises? I suppose you can't really, can you?
Well, given what's happened the last 10 days, I mean, yeah. Look, I would like a positive surprise. I think Mr. Kanyagi and our Reserve Bank, I think they can give us an early Christmas present. I think the surprise to me was they didn't do 50 basis point cut. I think we mentioned it before on the show. So let's, you know, we're definitely going to get a 25 basis point cut this month. Let's hope we get a bigger one. So that would be a positive surprise. Any other surprises? Well, let's hope there's some surprises to the positive side. You know, let's hope they do solve some issues in the Middle East. And then looking what's happening with oil, you know, getting knocked on the back of, you know, certainly slowdowns in production, all the rest of it, as negative as a low oil price is for some, it's very positive for us in South Africa. You know, with you know, we do import a lot of inflation through our energy. So, you know, there's a couple of good things lined up, Jimmy. So let's lean more on the good news story. Let's get some positive surprises before the end of the year.
Nick, looking into next year, before I let you go, I want to get a sense of the China picture. That has not surprised to the upside. In fact, that's been the most disappointing story of the year, with Chinese numbers coming through consistently in a disappointing fashion, with the Chinese stimulus package coming through in underwhelming markets. And that's kind of what's been driving a large part of the sentiment. Was markets were saying, okay, if China's going to get back on track, there is hope. Now there isn't a lot of that left, or there isn't a lot of time left in the year. We could potentially still see it next year. But for now, looking into that kind of space, what happens if we could get another disappointing year from China?
Yeah, so it's actually a very good point, Jim. We should have spoken about it earlier. That's a good point, because China now is South Africa's biggest trading partner. So we've aligned ourselves very much to the East and very much to China. And if we get caught in the crossfires of what is going to be potentially some, no secret that Mr. Trump and his team, they want to come straight after China with potential trade wars and all the rest of it. I don't think that's a good story. It's going to play out quite badly. We don't know quite what the end result will be. Yes, they had come out with some stimulus packages, but China's been struggling to boost their economy. They're trying to hit their official growth target is around about 5%. And that would be it's one of its lowest targets in decades. And they've been unable to even hit that 5% target. So a slowing China is not good for the world, and it's not good for certainly not good for South Africa. So I suspect they're going to have to come up with a more comprehensive stimulus package to try to jumpstart that economy, because otherwise they've still got the potential trade war coming next year. So sure, it's a bit of a negative show this, Jimmy. It's let the year end and stay in bed, maybe.
Well, to be fair, I never thought I'd say this, least of all on public radio, but I, for one, would be happy with a China that comes back and says, we don't care about currency devaluation, we're just going to spend stuff.
Yeah, and let's be honest. I mean, if you actually sit down and do the maths, if the Trump administration want to do is what's been muted, a 60%, tariff increase on all Chinese goods, well, you might as well wipe out half America, because that's your Walmart. I mean, 80% of product that comes into the biggest retailer in the world and in America is from China. So that would be literally suicide. So, maybe there's a bit of sanity will prevail nearer the time. But let's see how these two superpowers play it out, I guess.
Well, this is a conversation you and I are definitely going to have at another time, Nick. I find it very interesting that you choose to use the word sanity and Donald Trump in the same sentence, knowing the history that we have there. But we'll have to leave it at that, Nick. Thanks so much for the time. Always lovely catching up with you. Nick Kunz, Portfolio Manager, Sanlam Private Wealth, on what's been happening in the markets, what markets might be thinking, and the kind of year that it's really been.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.